Says tip, you can also hold the phone to your ear. So I'm going to try it. This is my second attempt at this podcast because the first one that I recorded for about 25 minutes had a lot of skipping. And I don't know why it did that. So I'm going to attempt another one. But anyways, my name is Antonio Leyva. That's how you say my last name, Leyva. And... I am making a podcast to record the journeys of life, the journeys of ambition, the journeys of your soul, the journeys of your mind. So come with me on the journey around the world. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's my own path. It's my podcast. It's my personal podcast. It's pretty loud outside because I am currently outside. That is where I live. I'm currently without a home, people. Without a home. And I say currently because it's only temporary. But it's been temporary since November 1st of 2017. And today is the 6th of August in 2018. So it's been almost a fucking year and I'm still homeless. So, but that's my own fault. It's my own goddamn fault. I'm very bad with money. I mean, obviously, if you're homeless, you're bad with money, right? Especially if you like to drink like I do. You know, I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm not somebody who needs alcohol, but I use it to get by day, okay? I haven't drank in a couple of days because I really want to quit, because I don't want to lose my job. Right now, I have a very great job, in which I love it a lot. That's a fucking lie. I don't love it a lot, but I love the fact that I'm working. Anyways, a little bit about myself. I'm 26 years old. I don't have a place to stay, like I said. And I currently have a spot. I do have a spot. So let me tell you a little background story. So I used to live with my aunt, right? And I lived with her for about a couple years, her and my cousin. But they treated me like shit because I'm on probation for a DUI that I got back in 2015. And my probation officer came to the house one time, and they made him feel very uncomfortable. Hold on. I don't know if the audio is better if I have the phone on or off, but I don't want to mess this up like I did the last one. So I'm going to – give me 1 second real quick. Okay. Anyways, so it works fine. Basically the probation officer came to my aunt's house – and made it very uncomfortable. They hated me from that point on. They treated me like a criminal. And they just made my life hell. So they kicked me out. But one of my things that I was actually wanting to talk about. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I'm doing something right now. I'm doing something while recording a podcast. I'm not a smart guy, obviously. I want to record my journey. I want to record my life. I want to obviously get my shit together. And right now I'm throwing out a lot of jokes because I don't know how to do this podcast. But the truth is, like, I'm really trying to buckle down right now and get my shit together. Which is why I'm starting a podcast. This is why I'm getting into this. Like, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm going to take my job very seriously. I'm going to start writing because I love comedy. And I want to start doing stand-up if I can. You know, I don't care if anybody listens to this right now. It's not important. It's not important to... I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you. Can we get married if you're a lady? And if you're a guy, does my voice sound... I almost said some gay shit. Does my voice sound sexy? Do you like it? No. I'm just... Yeah. I should just erase that last segment, but I'm not going to, because fuck, it kills time. Anyway, so I want to do comedy eventually. I want to really get my shit together, and I want to be happy. I want to love life, because life is beautiful. It probably sounds to you guys like I'm on drugs right now, but I'm not. I haven't actually eaten today. I'm lying. I had some chips. I went like coin searching in the dirt. I'm so used to being homeless right now that it doesn't faze me. The people who I tell that I'm homeless, honestly, it shocks their minds when they see how happy I am. And I don't have to be drunk to be happy. Usually I get drunk to kind of relieve anger and stress, which mostly is at night. But I have no money right now, so I obviously can't drink tonight. And I obviously don't want to drink tonight. I don't want to drink anymore because I love to drink, but I fucking hate hangovers. I hate them. I fucking hate them. I want to come up with a way to kill a hangover. Like, there has to be some sort of scientific way to absolutely banish a hangover. Because if it is possible, oh my God, that'd be so fucking amazing. I would have plenty of those things, whatever it be, whether it be a pill, shot. I'd buy a fucking syringe and needle and shoot myself up. You know, I don't do drugs, so I'm not going to fucking do the whole coke and marijuana thing like Denzel Washington on Flight. But I do want to be able to enjoy drinking, but I can't because I can't deal with the hangovers. I'm sluggish at work. I'm sluggish in the gym, which, by the way, I go to the gym, people. I go to the gym every day, not because I'm fit, not because I want to stay in shape, although I am fit and I am in shape for the most part, but because I have to take a shower, people. I have to take a shower and get cleaned up, and that's where I do it. I do it at the gym. When you're as homeless for as long as I've been, you do what you gotta do. You do what you gotta do, and I do what I gotta do, all right? I'm just spatting out random shit because I'm hungry right now, and I'm just like, ugh, my stomach's growling. I wish I had some food, man. I don't even have money for the bus. Like, between you and me, this is our little secret. But sometimes when I'm hungry and I have no money, I'll go to a Walmart and I'll like steal beef jerky and I'll put it in my pocket. I like open the bag and stuff it in my pocket. I mean, people gotta eat, man. I mean, that's one of the crazy things that it blows my mind is how they make it impossible for some people to eat. Like, I was like, that's part of fucking survival. You go to jail and they give you food. You go to fucking jail and they give you food. You know, but in the fucking real world, they make you pay for everything. It's like, God damn it. And then it's not cheap. And if it is cheap, it's not a lot. So occasionally, you know, I love beef jerky. I'll go into a Walmart and I'll just open a bag and stuff some in my pocket and I'll leave. And that'll be my whole meal for the whole fucking day. While those motherfuckers at Walmarts are going home and having their three-course dinner meal and shit like that, I'm stuffing beef jerky in my pocket like a fucking mountain man eating venison. Jesus, man, I wish I could eat some beef jerky right now. That'd be so amazing. Beef jerky makes me shit, though. And not a fun shit. It's like watery shit. But I fucking love beef jerky. Oh, my God. I gotta stop talking about beef jerky. I'm getting hungry. I do got water, and I do got a soda. Oh, shit. I almost thought somebody was right there. So, I'm sitting on my little couch right now. Because that's crazy. Like, I've been in my situation for so long that I've kind of made my spot comfortable. I got this nice white sheet. I got two sheets, three sheets actually. I got some pillars, some rocks. I got this kind of tent thing going on. You know, I got a backpack with my stuff in it. I got a sleeping bag, a mat, this nice comfortable chair. I got a battery operated fan because it's been fucking hot in July. You know, I'm doing okay. You know, my problem is saving money. Saving money. I gotta save money. You know. But it's my own fault. It's my own freaking fault. It's my own fault, man. My parents, they don't love me. And my... Nah. I used to be that guy. Oh my God. I used to be that guy. But then, you know what? I started drinking. I started feeling more happier about my life. I started looking at the positives, not so much the negatives. I'm really trying to advocate drinking, people. I really like it. Even though I'm trying to quit, I really freaking like it. But nope, no more. Not until I get my shit together. But I'm making this weird podcast. Hold on one second. I gotta check this thing every now and again because I said this is my second attempt and I don't want it to be fucked up like the last one. Which there's a good chance it will be. And it'll be fast-forwarding through certain parts. And if it is fast-forwarding through certain parts, I apologize. I don't know what the fuck is going on. If you can help me fix that, then thank you. I would appreciate it. If not, I apologize, okay? It's like a dump report on a radio channel. When they start cussing and shit and they beep it out. that's almost what it's like, except I'm not saying anything too provocative, other than it's good to drink. It's bad drinking and driving, though, I will say that. Drinking and driving was probably the dumbest thing that I ever did. No, it's not the dumbest thing I ever did. The dumbest thing I ever did was get fucking hammered to shit and then try to drive. Because I was going on a drinking binge. I was depressed. I was crying to myself. And then I just decided to go driving to go get more alcohol. And I ended up hitting a car head on. That was back in 2015. And I've been dealing with that shit ever since. Ever fucking since. Damn, man. I'm so sad about that. Like, that's one thing that I honestly 100% regret more than anything in the world. Because I had a nice red Mustang. I loved it. I used to live inside of it for a while, for about like 2 years. Man, that was my baby. I want to get another one. But anyways, so yeah. And I want to stay positive in life. There's no point of me being depressed about my situation because, you know, what's that going to fucking do? What is that going to do? So if anything, if you're still listening to this, this would be a motivational video for you, okay? Maybe you're going through some stress at work or some stress in school or some stress with your family. At least you got a roof over your head, man. At least you don't got to worry about motherfuckers walking up and trying to pick up your recyclables and shit. Because I tell you one thing, I meet some strange motherfuckers in this spot, bro. Or ma'am. Or lady. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I meet some weird motherfuckers in the spot. They come over here all the time and just pick up my cans and shit. And one guy was coming over here looking for cans. I didn't have no cans, you know. I kind of stashed them and hid them so nobody would find them because I kind of need some money for tomorrow so I can get to work. Oh, by the way, I said that already. I get paid tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, one time I came back and I was about to go to sleep and these two guys were like coming over me and they looked like they were going to fuck me up and they were huge and big burly guys, and I was like, oh shit, here we go. But I guess they were looking for somebody else and they thought I was that person, and then they realized that I wasn't, so they kind of just went back. But yeah, I see some fucking creepy ass people, man. That's one thing. That's why I go to the gym every day. That's why I stay away from people. I don't affiliate myself with no one. I'm very antisocial. You know, me talking to you right now, this is the most conversations. This is the biggest conversation I've ever had with anybody that is not somebody who I work with or I consider a friend. Because I don't know you guys, but I can't see you. I don't know what you're up. You might be smoking crystal meth right now. I don't know, but if you are, you should put that shit down, man. It's fucking making you look like a zombie. Put that motherfucking shit down. Stop snorting that shit. Stop smoking the pookie. It ain't good. Okay? It may feel good right now, but it ain't gonna be good in the long run. You're gonna lose your teeth. You wanna lose your teeth? You wanna lose your teeth? I'm gonna tell you one thing. I saw this one guy, he only had two teeth. Two motherfucking teeth. Alright? And he's telling me how he was beating up his lady and he had two other ex-girlfriends and shit like that. I'm like, how the fuck you have three ladies with them two fucking teeth? I mean, I got all my teeth and I have no lady. I have all my teeth. A little crooked, but I have all of them. And that guy had three with two teeth. I guess that's a bad thing to say because I guess that's advocating smoking crystal meth. But no, they were all fucking tweakers. They're all fucking miserable. And they're all in jail. And you don't want that for yourself. You don't want to end up in the fucking hospital. You're not going to end up in the hospital. You're going to end up in jail. You're going to end up in the jail hospital, which is terrible. They treat you like shit. They don't take care of you. And you start yelling. Oh, man, I've seen so many meth heads. It's crazy. Weed is okay. I smoke an occasional weed. It's an occasional weed every now and again. I will smoke an occasional weed or I'll hit the wax. It sounds like I'm on drugs right now, doesn't it? Nah, I'm just joking around. Just trying to be funny. You know, like I said, you gotta think positive, people. So like I said, if you're going through some shit right now, if life is difficult in any way, if you're stressing about something, just find the positives in it. I'm not here to make any motivational speeches, but there's something to be said about looking in the positives in life. And let me be the first to tell you, it's not fucking easy, okay? I mean, in my situation, I spend a lot of the months being depressed, drinking, not getting up from my bed. Because I do have like a little mattress thingy. It's not a mattress. I don't even know what the fuck it is. I think it's like a travel mat. Travel mattress kind of thing. But I have one of these things. I found it, and it's what I sleep on. It's very comfortable. It's much better than sleeping on cardboard boxes. But there's something to look forward to in everyday life. Like, you're doing a good job in something. Look forward to that thing, or, you know, just embrace that. Embrace what you have, and the negativity, it'll pass, okay? It'll all fucking pass. This is temporary, like I said. It's only fucking temporary. So I'm not going to stress out about it. I'm going to stress out about it when, let me see, when I lose a leg. There you go. That's when I'll stress out about it. When somebody cuts my leg off. And I do feel like I will have diabetes soon, so that may happen very soon. But until then, I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep running on the treadmill, taking my showers, doing my bicep curls, working out my chest. I'm going to keep going, man. And so should you. Take your motherfucking showers, okay? Take a goddamn shower every motherfucking day. If I'm homeless and I take a shower every motherfucking day, so should you. So should you. There are people out there that don't take a shower every day. You know that? That's disgusting. That's disgusting, man. I mean, shit, you gotta do something. You gotta do something, man. Get some fucking KFC wipes and wipe your fucking balls. I don't give a fuck. Or you snatch, I don't know. There's definitely no ladies listening to this with how way I'm talking. But yeah, so I mean, I'm just trying to enjoy life, people. I'm trying to enjoy life, trying to get through this journey. My whole thing is I want to be more honest with people. That's why I told you guys that I'm homeless, because the people who I work with, they don't know I'm homeless. They don't know that I'm homeless. I do not tell them that I'm homeless for the same reason why I told you I don't hang out with people, because I judge those people, those meth heads, those homeless people, anybody else, like the people that come over here, like I said, that bother me and shit like that, that try to take my recyclables. I judge all those motherfuckers. You want to know why? Because they have no ambition in their life. They don't care. They don't care if they're homeless. They don't ever see themselves getting a place to stay. All they see themselves is getting a fix for whatever high that they enjoy. And that guy that came today, he had a fucking Modelo in his hand. You think I didn't want a fucking Modelo? I would have loved the fucking Modelo. But then again, I'm not drinking right now because I got 3 days off. I had yesterday off. I have today off, and I have tomorrow off. And I wanted to give myself like a 3 days grace so that I can be 100% sober when I go back into work. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do things right. You know? But so I don't tell people that I'm homeless. I go to the gym every day, take my showers, and I do it like that. And I gotta say, honestly, drinking is probably what makes me depressed, because the hangovers, again, with the fucking hangovers. Ugh, I fucking hate hangovers, dude. I fucking hate them. Hey, if you guys know, like, a strong, good way, a cheap way to get rid of hangovers, because I've even tried the Pedialyte thing, but I was kind of really hungover, so I don't know if it really helped all that much. I drank, like, 3 bottles of Pedialyte, and it kind of probably helped, but then again, I was so fucked up, and I had to go to work that I drank the 3 bottles of Pedialyte, and I still felt drunk that I was like, oh, no, oh, no. So I had to buy a Mike's Hard Lemonade before work, and I don't want to do that shit. I want to go to work sober and clear-minded so I can attack the day and kick ass. And that's what I'm going to be doing this week. Oh, this week, man, when they see me at work, dude, I'm going to kick motherfucking ass, bro. I'm going to kick ass. Or ma'am. Okay, 19 minutes into the podcast. So what else are we going to talk about? I did mention before that I love comedy. I love stand-up comedy. First time I listened to stand-up comedy was back in 2011. The first stand-up comedy special I ever watched was I'm Not Fat, I'm Fluffy by Gabriel Iglesias. I know anybody who knows anything about comedy has at least seen that special. And if you haven't, you should definitely freaking watch it. But I'm Not Fat, I'm Fluffy by Gabriel Iglesias was the first special I ever watched, and I loved it. I freaking loved it, you know? And then about a couple years later, I saw for the first time Seriously Funny by Kevin Hart, and that was the first special that I ever got to watch by myself. because I remember I got home from work. I was working at a Golden Corral that time, and I got home from work and nobody was home, but we had Netflix on the TV. So I went onto Netflix and I was looking, and I don't know why, I don't know how I knew Kevin Hart at that time, because that was the first real time that I ever really enjoyed Kevin Hart, like I've ever really watched him. But for some reason, I saw this comedy special called Seriously Funny with Kevin Hart, and I watched it by myself, and I was laughing so hard that I rolled off the couch. And ever since then, I've been hooked on comedy. About a couple years later, we moved from the house at that spot. My parents had separated. And at that point in time, I was drinking a lot. Oh boy, was I drinking a lot. I just turned 21. And boy, did I buy Budweiser's up the ass, man. We used to have two couches in our garage. And I lifted them up. And literally, the beer cans galore underneath the couch. But what I used to do, oh man, and I miss those times so fucking much. So fucking much. I would, oh my God, I miss those times so much. I would, okay. I would be in the garage in my own spot because my room was connected to the garage. I had like my own studio basically. And I'd be in the garage and, man, I'm just thinking about it. My mom had this boombox, this $50 boombox. It was not a boombox. It was an aux speaker. And I discovered on Pandora Raw Comedy, the channel Raw Comedy, which I'll probably download Pandora after this and just listen to that comedy just to kind of bring myself back. But I used to get drunk and I used to listen to Dane Cook, Louis C.K., I'm smiling right now with the biggest fucking smile ever because I remember how hard I used to laugh. I used to be drunk. I used to have a place to stay, food to eat. I had the world base. I was so happy at that time. I had a car, my Mustang, and I used to sit in the garage, drink my beers, smoke a little bit of weed, and just listen to comedy and have the fucking time of my fucking life. And it was the greatest time of my life, dude. Oh my God, I used to laugh so hard in there. I used to laugh so hard. The problem with the Pandora now is that they play the same things over and over again, so the jokes don't hit me like they did at the first time you heard them. But when I first heard them, man, oh, I want to cry because of that memory. I really loved it. It was, and ever since then, I've been absolutely 100% hooked on comedy. I found comedians like Bill Burr, Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura, Joey Coco Diaz, Joe Rogan. Who else? Oh my God, Ari Shaffir. All these comedians that I've just grown to learn about and just love, and just I want to do stand-up comedy. You know, that's why I'm kind of being jokeful, I guess, right now. Ever since then, I've always been kind of jokeful. I don't even know if jokeful is the right word. But, like, I just love it. I do. I fucking love it. So, it's something I've always told anybody who knows me, that I want to do stand-up comedy eventually, you know. But I've been just trying to get that car so I can go to the stupid stand-up open mics, whatever, and start it. But, I like drinking so much. And I've been stupid, okay? Like I said before, I've been stupid. I haven't saved money, but eventually I will attempt my first open mic, and I will attempt to make somebody laugh as hard as I did when I was in that couch. So yeah, that's a little bit about me, you guys. I don't really know where to go from there. My voice kind of cracked there, just a little bit. I'm 26 years old. Don't you think I should have gone through puberty? I should have gone through puberty already. Anyways, you guys. I'm gonna drink some of my soda. I'm 24 minutes into this thing. God damn, it feels like way longer. I really hope it didn't skip any part of this because I am not gonna record another one. So if you hear this part right here, you hear me telling you this right now, that if you fast forward and it was just like, what the fuck happened there? I'm sorry about that. I don't know what the fuck happened, but sorry. This is what happened. We'll learn how to fix it. I'll figure it out. Give me 1 second. Ah, my soda is warm. God damn it. Probably go to Circle K and get a cup of ice. I don't think they charge for that. I don't think they charge for that, but I don't have a dollar. So if they do, I'd feel pretty stupid if I said, can I just get a cup of ice? And they'd be like,
a dollar.
And I'd be like, fuck. I'm about to give them 96 cents in pennies, motherfuckers. That's what I'm going to do. I'm be like, all right. Just drop $96 in pennies. You wanted the money. There you go. The pennies are money. I have like a dollar and 19 cents in pennies. But I don't know where to spend that. I don't, like I said, I don't want to come off as a bum to people because people will treat me differently. I judge all those other motherfuckers. I don't want people judging me. So I don't tell people I'm homeless. You know, I work hard at work, but then I enjoy myself when I'm not at work. And that's something I'm going to have to cut off for a little bit. I'm very sad about that. I do like to drink. I do hate hangovers. Oh, man. God damn it. I really wish I could drink, but I really just can't deal with the hangovers, and I really want to get my shit together, so, you know, I just gotta cut it off. I gotta cut it off, and I'm not smoking any weed either, because weed makes me lazy. I don't have a medical card yet. I'm on probation. I mean, I'm not even supposed to be telling anybody that I drink when I'm on probation, but just keep that between you and me, okay? Otherwise, I'll be going to jail for a while, and that'd be no bueno. But I've been on probation for a long time. I should have been off of it already, but I violated a couple times, and I'm not gonna get into that shit. They were for stupid things though, okay? Very stupid things. But I'm a good guy, okay? I don't get in trouble with the police. I am homeless for about almost a year, and I do not get in trouble with the police. I don't get in trouble. I take care of myself, okay? Like I said, I take my motherfucking showers, okay? And I have all my teeth. That should be the name of this podcast. I have all my teeth. 32 teeth, motherfuckers. I don't know for how long, though. This is called the 32 Teeth Podcast with Antonio Leyva. Y'all motherfuckers take care of yourselves and take your motherfucking showers, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, I'm going to go ahead and cut this thing off now. But yeah, for the first podcast, I had a pretty good time. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys. Today is Tuesday, August 6th. And I don't know if I'm going to do these every Tuesday, every other day. I don't know yet. But I do want to continue doing these to kind of record the progress that I'm making and kind of keep myself in check. You know, in case I do get a listener and anybody's listening to this, I want to keep myself in check. That way, you know, if I fall back or if I start drinking too much and, you know, I record a podcast, you guys can get on me and just be like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Get your fucking shit together, man. And yeah, now you guys can shame me into getting my shit together. You know what I mean? Because I need that shame from somebody that's not judging me. And if you're judging me, then, you know, fuck you. You know, I bet you got a great life and that you're still miserable. And that's why you're judging me. You know, I'm homeless and I'm not miserable. I should be, because that'll probably help motivate me a little bit more. But I know this is only temporary. And I know that God is going to take care of me. You know, so I'm blessed. Life is good. Life is okay. It could be a lot worse. You know, when that diabetes cuts my leg off. Yeah, then we'll talk. All right. But until then, stay great. Stay blessed. Love you guys. Bye.